The Rambam in Perek Dal from Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim says, "B'shas Haktoras, Haktaras Haktoras, B'kodesh Hakadoshim, Kol Ha'am Parshim Min Ha'Heichal Levad, Ve'Einam Parshim Miben Ha'Ulam V'Lemizbeach, She'Ein Parshim Miben Ha'Ulam V'Lemizbeach El B'shas Haktorah, Be'Heichal B'Chol Yom, U'B'shas Matan Domim Be'Heichal." And the Rambam quotes also in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel from Tamin Musafim, by Ketores and Matan Domim Behechel. So this halacha that's learned from the Pasuk of Chol Adam Lo Yir Ba'ol Mori Bevo'o L'chafe Ba'kodesh, which is written by Yom Kippurim, and we learn from Yom Kippur to every kapor in the Kodesh, that there's a halacha that the of Prisha at the time of the Ketores, and that no one should be in the Hechel at that time, together with the Kohen or with the Kohen Gadol. And the Rav asks, but why is it that the Ram brings this in Hilchos Bias? Why doesn't the Ram bring this in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, which seems the more appropriate place? So the Rav called the name of his father, Rav Moshe, that the Issa this is not an Issa Bia or Knisa LeMikdash, but it's a separate locha in the Avodah, that it's a shlila, that it's a locha in the kapara b'kodesh, that if there's somebody there together with the kohen, not the kohen by himself, so the avodah is possible. And he brought a raya from the Yushalmi in Yuma. The Yushalmi says by Shimon Hatzadik that every year when he entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a zokin, an otuf levanim, v'lovish levanim, that would enter with him. And the Rishami is haksiv v'chol odom luya b'oyel moed b'voa l'chapa b'kodesh, I'd say so. So how could there be this mysterious person zokin entering with him? And the Yishami says, "Afilu osim shekasu behem udmus paneim pnei adam." In other words, even about them who have a human face, namely the malachim, they also can't be be'oyel moed at that time. So the Yishami quotes, this is Abu, that told him, "Ma amali dahavi banash." Ani Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it wasn't a human or an angel, it was Kavyochel himself. Now, of course, the Malachim are not Metzuvin Mitzvahs, and there's no Isa Bia Mikdash on the Malachim. So it must be that this is not an Isa Bia Le Mikdash, it's a condition in the Seder Avoda that no one can be present when they do the Avoda and the Haktorah, and only the Kohen by himself can be there. And according to this is explained also why the Rambam doesn't count this lav in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because it's not an Issa Bia on the Gavra, but it's a separate halacha in the Tzuas Avoda that no one else can be there. And the Meiri on Daf Mem Dalet asked, why did the Gemara have to ask Michol Odom Lo Yeba Oil Moed? What do you need the whole halacha? Offhand, if the other person coming in, he's coming in Shalola Tzorach Avoda, so it's Bi Rekonis. So, coin the rest of the coin to the coin to what Rumai said, that this is not an Issa Bia, not an Issa Knisa, it's a Shlila. That's a loch in the definition of how the avodah is done, that no one else can be present. So therefore, we need this other halacha, be a yekonis and so on, because, for example, if a person would come in, shaloka derech bir, derech gagos upas pasim, or he came in for a valid person, you know, to bring in the machta in such a so in such a fashion, it's not a bia rekonis, and therefore, as it relates to bias mikdash, there would be no isur at all. But nonetheless, it would be the avoda would be possible, be also to the avoda, because there was still another person present.